Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m., I take you to a journey around the world through music. And we try to talk about global issues and events going on around the world. Sometimes we talk about food, sometimes we talk about travel, sometimes we listen to some beautiful music. And today will be a combination of all of those that I just mentioned. Again, this is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet. Today, I also have a good selection of music for you until 9 a.m. And I also have some news and updates that I would like to share with you going on around the globe, and also some travel suggestions if you're planning about traveling this summer, and which countries or cities will be on your top priority list. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And I will also be reminding you that if you would like to call in or if you'd like to make a request, you can call the studio, which is 855-915-9636 is the phone number. You can call in anytime until 9 a.m. In addition to that, I have a Facebook page for this show, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenradio. I know there is some sort of movement going around against Facebook with everything happened lately, but right now I really don't have any other social media accounts, so I will stick to Facebook for a while. Again, if you would like to follow the show's Facebook page, it's facebook.com/globalcitizenradio. There will be some news and updates from the city, from Boston, cultural events. We have one event coming up tonight, Turkish music recital at 1105 Commonwealth Avenue. You will find the details on our Facebook page as well. So why don't we start with some music, and this one is called Alpha Yaya Diallo. I really don't know where they're originally from, but I listened to this song and I really enjoyed, I really liked it. And there is the name of the song. I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing it correctly. So that will be our introduction music for today's selection. And enjoy, sit back and relax, enjoy the musical diversity of our world. Welcome back. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet. You just heard Alpha Yaya Diallo. Alpha Yaya Diallo is a Guinean-born, Canadian self-taught guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He incorporates Guinea's rich musical tradition into his original compositions. Diallo has won 2 Juno Awards outright, shared a 3rd, and was nominated another 3 times. So that was a beautiful song from an African singer, Alpha Yaya Diallo, who was born in Guinea. All right, let's continue with some global updates. So this is again from Money Magazine's April edition. International destinations. So they chose top 10 travel destinations for this summer, and this year, doesn't necessarily have to be summer. So that was very interesting to see some countries and cities on the list. So we start with we should start with number 10, right? Why do we start from top 1? So they always do countdown. So number 10 is Granada, but not in Spain, in Nicaragua. So this is, you know, country located in Central America, I believe. I have to double check. I don't want to make a mistake. Doesn't mention that. Okay, so it is Nicaragua. Officially, the Republic of Nicaragua is the largest country in the Central American isthmus. So the city Granada, they recommend visiting. The details are: average airfare is $571 from US, and average hotel night is $47, and cost of a week for 2 people is $2,210. What it says, there are beautiful views of shores of Lake Nicaragua, and then there are some small islands, and there is a mountain, Volcan Mombacho, home to coffee plantations, walking trails, a butterfly sanctuary, and hot springs. So that was number 10 on our list. Number 9 on the list, Money Magazine's international destinations list, Singapore. So, you know, Singapore is a very small country, but at the same time, they are really advanced in certain areas such as education and technology. And the picture shows the man-made super trees at gardens by the bay have become one of Singapore's famed landmarks. Average airfare is $926, average hotel night $168, and cost to spend a week for 2 is $3,877. What is standing out about Singapore? It has 4 official languages, including English, Malay, Mandarin, and Tamil. So those are 4 official languages of Singapore, and Singapore is very well known for its education. All right, on our list, number 8 is Tbilisi from Georgia. So sandwiched between Caucasus Mountains and the Black Sea, Georgia sits at the crossroads of Asia and Europe. Its capital, Tbilisi, beguiles travelers with a blend of the medieval and the modern. So average airfare to Tbilisi is $928, average hotel night is $127, and cost of a week for two, $3,348. On the list, number seven is Mallorca, Spain, in one of the, you know, well-known travel destinations, very famous for its beautiful beaches and scenic views. So it's known for its beach clubs and nightlife, but the Spanish island also offers sheltered beach coves and peaceful hill towns. Travel to Mallorca, Spain, average airfare is $881, average hotel night is $210, quite expensive, and the cost of a week for two, $4,204. Number six on our list is Jeju Island, from South Korea. South Koreans have been visiting Jeju for decades, but the wilder world has only recently started to explore this island. So travel to South Korea's Jeju Island is $1,034 airfare, and average hotel night is $126. Cost of a week for two, $3,715. Number five on our list is London, a very well-known destination from England. London's historic Globe Theatre sits on the south bank of the Thames, and average airfare to London is $774, average hotel night is $228, and cost of a week for two, $4,629. On our list, Xi'an from China is number four. For millennia, China's former capital city of Xi'an, once the endpoint for the Silk Road, has blended successive waves of cultures and flavors. So average airfare to Xi'an, China is $902. Average hotel night is $93. And cost of a week for two is $2,994. And there's a picture here depicting street food vendors in the city of Xi'an. Number three on our list is Merida, Mexico. Experience the Yucatan Peninsula from its cultural capital, Merida. The colonial city features broad plazas where locals catch up and play music. Historic churches like San Defensono Cathedral and homes that hide behind pastel-colored facades. So, average airfare is $414. Average hotel night is $74. And the cost of a week for two is $2,018 to travel to Merida, Mexico. Number two on our list is Rome, Italy. Average airfare is $847. Average hotel night is $166. And cost of a week for two is $4,046. So what we can tell about Rome, especially the history and the food, can be mentioned to visit the city of Rome. And number one on our list is Tokyo from Japan. And Tokyo is a very crowded, very populous city, and they say that traveling to Tokyo and spending money in Tokyo, because we know Tokyo has been very expensive, especially the whole country, Japan, is very expensive when it comes to living costs and expenses. And you know, you probably saw there are hotels, you can only fit one person in a room, and they charge a lot of money, so people end up staying in those small cabinets. This year, you can sample the megacity's experiences at a discount. Hotel prices have dropped 4% year over year, according to hotels.com, while airfare has fallen 5% according to Kayak, making Tokyo the best value around. Especially the food and the city, and also natural beauties can be visited in Tokyo. And average airfare is $956. Average hotel night is $178. Cost of a week for two is $4,114. So that was our list for traveling around the world this year, international destinations from Money magazine. So we started with a song from Africa, from Guinea, Alfie Diallo. Why don't we continue with Amadou and Mariam, another African duo. They're actually blind, but they're very talented. They are a couple. Why don't we listen to Koulibaly from Amadou and Mariam, and I'll be back right after that.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work. There's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
So you just heard Amadou and Mariam, and that was Koulibaly, the song. Well, you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and I'll be here until 9 a.m. this morning. If you want to call in or if you want to make a request, there are two ways to reach out to me. Number one way is to call the studio, is 855-915-9636. And you can also send a request on Facebook, facebook.com/globalcitizenradio. As I mentioned to you, there is a musical event, a Turkish music recital tonight at the Turkish Culture Center on Commonwealth Avenue, 1105. So there will be musicians who were our guests a couple months ago in our studio, live in the studio, and they performed live music for our listeners, which can be found on our archives, which is also available on our Facebook page, and they will be performing tonight. So if you want to check it out, you can check out our Facebook page and find the details of the event, and you can actually reserve your tickets. All right, so we will be continuing with some more updates from around the globe and continuing with the international destinations. The Money magazine also chose best international airlines, and the number one on the list is Singapore Airlines. And we talked about Singapore in our top 10 list to travel this year, and no surprise, Singapore Airlines also made it to the list. I don't want to go into too much of details, so this is not a commercial program, but they ranked and they said average price for a round trip flight is about $1,081 with this airlines. All right, talking about international destinations, Japan was, you know, Tokyo was top on our list, and there is an interesting news on this month's Fortune magazine. Kit Kats, you know the Kit Kats, chocolate. So in Japan, there are 350 flavors of Kit Kats. As far as I know, if you go to a convenience store, if you buy a Kit Kat, maybe there's one, maybe two, maybe three different types of Kit Kats, like white chocolate, dark chocolate, I don't know. So here in Japan, they have 350 flavors, more than 30 of which are on the market at once. The classic candy bar is a trendsetter. So that was very interesting. Nestle, which owns the brand abroad, Hershey owns in the US, leaned into Kit Kat's bargaining popularity fueled by Japan's prominent gift-giving culture and introduced more flavors like mini rum raisin with local Tokyo ingredients and purple sweet potato, an Okinawa specialty. So if you decide to go to Japan and if you want to get some gifts on your way back to your friends and relatives, Kit Kat can be a good option. So that was interesting. All right, let's continue with more music. And this time, Beirut Biloma, Ganili Shua Shua will be on Global Citizen WMFO. We'll be right back. We'll continue with MC Solar, inshallah.
Aéroport, réception d'une fille qui voulait changer de décor. Au départ, il fait la tête de mort, mais il est tout excité dès qu'il a aperçu son corps. Puis c'est lèche vitrine, shopping à Belle Épine. Il a de l'eau sous les bras chaque fois qu'elle appelle Darling Belle. Elle est belle et bonne, elle est telle, il appelle la belle. Abellissima, belladonna, sa maman, la nomadonna. Puis dans le living room, il veut faire boum boum. Sa copine arrive, ses yeux sont balles, doum doum. Il bébé gégaye, didi bébé, je sais pas qui c'est. Un menteur n'est jamais cru, même quand il dit la vérité.
Mais qu'est-ce qu'elle a fait? Dis-moi, qu'est-ce qu'elle a fait? Qu'est-ce qu'elle a fait? Dis-moi, qu'est-ce qu'elle a fait?
Quoi? Tu sais pas?
Non, je sais pas.
Eh bien c'est simple, elle a chanté ça.
Lève les bras et danse avec moi.
En jean, en short ou en djellaba. Comme on le dit là-bas, bébé, inshallah.
Lève les bras et danse avec moi.
En jean, en short ou en djellaba. Comme on le dit là-bas, bébé, écoute ça. Deuxième histoire, ça se passe le soir. Métro Liberté, regard sur le trottoir. Le gars voit la nana sur la tête, elle a le bandana que portaient les portoricains durant l'été 83. Que fais-tu dans la vie? Elle répond, je suis call girl. Collecte les euros avec ma belle gueule. Je suis là pour les minés qui veulent pas rester seuls. C'est ainsi que je vis dans cette urban jungle. Il dit, j'ai pas de cash, mais quitte ton taf. J'adore tes yeux, il faut que tu fasses gaffe. Donne-moi ta main que je te mène à la mairie. Quand tu diras oui des amis, je te rends du riz. La pin-up se lève, parle de façon rêve. Au mec crie, je rêve et se remet de rouge à lèvres. Je serais heureuse de vivre avec toi, parce que tu m'aimes et la vie c'est ça.
Lève les bras et danse avec moi.
En jean, en short ou en djellaba. Comme on le dit là-bas, bébé, inshallah.
Lève les bras et danse avec moi.
En jean, en short ou en djellaba. Comme on le dit là-bas, bébé, écoute ça.
Quand je regarde ce qui se passe autour, je vois que la haine s'en va quand vient l'amour. Je souhaite que la guerre laisse place à la paix et que les pacifistes prennent la place des guerriers. Qu'on balance de l'amour dans les états-majors, que l'on interdise la loi du plus fort. Tribunal pénal pour les sectaires, parce que fils de Dieu le Père, nous sommes tous frères.
Lève les bras et danse avec moi.
En jean, en short ou en djellaba. Comme on le dit là-bas, bébé, inshallah. En jean, en short ou en djellaba, comme on le dit là-bas, bébé, inshallah.
So you just heard MC Solar, and inshallah, we'll continue with the Turkish singer Olcay Bayır. Yar dedi, beloved, it said, is the name of the song.
Yeah.
You just heard Ol Jahi Bayır and Yar Dedi. Beloved, it's said. I would like to continue with a beautiful story. It's called The Council of the Mute. Some scholars and poets once formed a group called the Council of the Mute. There were 30 of them, and they did not admit new members. The first requirement for being a member was engaging in deep contemplation and speaking very little. Famous scholar and poet Mulla Cami aspired to take part in the council. When he heard one day that a member of the council had died, he went to the manor of the scholars, seeking to be a candidate. He did not speak a word to the doorman. He wrote his name on a piece of paper and had the doorman take it to the council, which was holding a meeting. The members of the council were saddened when they saw the note. Mulla Cami deserved to be there, but they had already admitted someone else. There was no place for another new member. The head of the council filled a glass with water and had it sent to Mulla Cami, who understood the message right away. Another drop and the glass would overflow. Mulla Cami immediately picked a leaf from a rose branch nearby and gently placed it on the water. The glass did not overflow, and Mulla Cami had it sent back to the council. Seeing the glass with the leaf, the council gladly decided to welcome Mulla Cami among them. The head of the council added Mulla's name on the list. Instead of making the number 31, he added a zero to the right of 30 and wrote 300. This meant the value of the council rose 10 times. When Mulla Cami saw the revised list, he erased the zero on the right and placed it to the left of the number 30 to make it 030. In all his modesty, Mulla Cami was showing himself with no value. Just as the rose leaf did not overflow the glass, his presence would not add up anything to the present value of the council. So that was a very beautiful story, The Council of the Mute. Well, we'll continue with a beautiful song after this beautiful story. A Mexican group, if I'm not mistaken, Zoe and Luna will be on Global Citizen WMFO 91.5 FM. Thank you. So that was Zoe, Mexican music band, Luna. I believe that was MTV Unplugged. We'll continue with Ziad Rajab and The Nights Will Be With You.
Lili, 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 lili
So that was Ziyad Rajab and Nights Layali. Now we'll continue with Zohar, Let There Be Light. You just heard Zohar, Let There Be Light, and our last song for today will be Zikra Umalek.